Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Jordan. Today we're diving into something really important for all you content creators out there, specifically YouTube thumbnails. That's right, we're going to talk about 5 thumbnail mistakes that could be killing your click-through rate, or CTR. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. I feel like a lot of creators think their content speaks for itself, but it really starts with that thumbnail, doesn't it? Exactly. A lot of creators believe that if their video is great, YouTube will surface it eventually. But that's a myth. If your thumbnail doesn't grab attention instantly, the algorithm won't even consider the quality of your video. So how quickly do viewers decide to click? Research shows that viewers decide in about 0.3 seconds. That means your thumbnail needs to convey its message in an instant. If they have to think too hard about what it means, they'll just keep scrolling. That makes sense. So what are the biggest thumbnail mistakes people are making? Alex. Well, the first one is visual clutter. Creators often cram too much into their thumbnails. Multiple faces, product shots, emojis, you name it. Our brains can't process all that information quickly, especially in those split seconds when they're deciding to click. So one story per thumbnail is key, right? Yes, if you remember one thing, let it be that. Stick to one clear story per thumbnail. Got it. What's next on the list? The second mistake is illegible text on mobile devices. YouTube thumbnails appear much smaller on mobile, about 280 by 157 pixels. If your text is thin or long, it might completely disappear. Wow, that's brutal. I guess most creators design on a laptop and forget about mobile users? Exactly, since around 70% of YouTube viewing happens on mobile. It's essential to optimize for that size, use fewer words, and go for bold, high-contrast fonts. So, what about the promise mismatch? I've heard of that being a problem. Yes, that's the third mistake. It's where the thumbnail suggests a video that doesn't deliver on its promise. You might get a spike in clicks, but if viewers don't find what they expect, retention drops. And YouTube's algorithm is particularly tuned to the balance between CTR and viewer retention. So misleading thumbnails can actually hurt your reach. Absolutely. They erode viewer trust, and YouTube penalizes videos with high clicks and low engagement. That's a rough combo. What's the fourth mistake then? Inconsistent branding is the fourth one. If every thumbnail looks different, the algorithm treats your channel like multiple microchannels. You lose recognizable patterns that could help build your audience. Ah, I can see how that would confuse viewers, so being consistent is really key. Definitely. Think of creators like MrBeast, who has amazing branding consistency that helps his thumbnails stand out instantly. All right, and what's the final mistake on the list? The last mistake is focusing on the topic instead of the outcome. For example, saying how to save on taxes is just information, but I cut $8,400 off my taxes shows a clear payoff. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. People want to know what they'll gain by clicking, right? Exactly. A personal finance creator saw their CTR jump from 4.1% to 7.8%. That's a 90% improvement just by changing how they frame their thumbnails. Wow, that's incredible. Just a simple shift can make such a big difference. Exactly. And once you know these mistakes, you can start making changes. Speaking of changes, how can AI help creators with their thumbnails? Great question. AI can handle a lot of the design mechanics for you,